We're talking about Biogen and Alzheimer's, and Paul, you can bring in Alex here. I mean, this is, you know, you get old and you get Alzheimer's, but this vaping thing is not, this is like out of nowhere, am I right?
You're exactly right, out of nowhere, and vaping has really caught on with, you know, a big part of the population, and that, the real question, the real concern for regulators and folks in the medical community is, we just don't know that much about vaping, and so clearly regulators are taking a real hard look at it. To give us a sense of what's happening on the political side, we welcome Alex Ruoff, Bloomberg government reporter, Capitol Hill reporter, covering all things healthcare. Alex, thanks so much for joining us. Give us a sense here of kind of how the, you know, these companies are trying to position the debate around here as they think about, do they support Republicans? Do they support Democrats? Give us a sense of what's going on.
Well, you know, like any, you know, industry entity, particularly the way the corporate PACs and the corporate industries give, they're kind of middle ground people, and most industries are. Most people, you know, this is corporate PACs for big companies. They give money kind of right along the line. If you give something to the RNC, you give to the DNC. This is kind of foot-in-the-door stuff. This is sort of widely seen as how you get lobbyists to get meetings. It's kind of a clearinghouse, that kind of thing, but you know, what interests me is the way executives curry favor here. And it's pretty clear looking at RJ Reynolds, Juul Labs, you know, Altria, that, you know, the people who've been running these companies, you know, have been favoring Republicans. They've been putting their own personal money behind, you know, particularly, you know, Kevin McCarthy and his effort to sort of get Republicans back in the majority of the House. And, you know, a lot of people deserve this, that, you know, kind of they assume this is going to be helpful if they don't want a big regulatory hand in the future.
It's interesting, Alex. I think, you know, I think the regulators and the politicians are really starting to get, you know, get this in the front of their mind, this whole vaping issue, because it is sweeping the country here. Is there a sense that the Republicans will take a lighter touch to this burgeoning industry vis-a-vis the Democrats?
Well, I think we're seeing where the dividing line is. There's a lot of agreement on raising the age to buy these products and tobacco products in general to 21. You know, Mitch McConnell's backed this idea, you know, maybe tightening the screws a bit. Where there's a real divide is whether or not they want to tax this industry the way they tax tobacco. This has been, you know, Dick Durbin, Rosa DeLauro here in the House have been really pushing this. Look, this is the next big tobacco. These are the, you know, we need to treat this like we treat tobacco. And that includes taxing it, regulating it, putting it under a big thumb. And that is where you see the divide. A lot of conservatives are uncomfortable with doing that. They want to keep this being essentially the way it's regulated now, which is a smoking cessation aid.
Right.
Because that's where the companies want to be. And I think they're willing to face the youth issue, but not necessarily pay these taxes.
Okay, Alex, thank you so much. Alex Ruoff, Bloomberg government, on an emerging topic for all of us, vaping.